A dominant display this evening, Matt, beating Daisy Hill 5-1 in the Lancashire FA Challenge Trophy.
Yes, you know, they scored against the run of play. They got a penalty straight from a break from our corner. But we still dominated the first half, I felt. Got back into the game. And then it was one-way traffic in the second half. We gave a very professional performance. A lot of players who needed minutes who've been out of action. And it was great to get some of the younger development squad on. Great experience for them. And they showed they gave a great account of themselves. Very pleasing. And it shows that the development squad is knocking on the door.
So you've got to give Daisy a bit of credit. And they scored the goal and...
Yeah. Yeah, they did. These were always difficult games. It was tough conditions, sticky pitch. But they broke very well a couple of times, and they got the goal. But we kept our heads. We were professional. We got back into the game, and then second half, we dominated the second half. I think the fitness levels from our lads was slightly higher, and it was a professional performance because these aren't easy games. They are potential banana skins, and a very good performance, and we're through to the next round.
That's the second half, and the lads really stepped it up a gear and didn't rest on the laurels and kept plodding away and kept creating chances and goals.
No, I said that. I said the first half, on terms of balance of play, yes, it was 1-1, but on balance of play, we had a lot more corners, a lot more free kicks and a lot more of the play. Yes, it was level, but to keep doing what you're doing and keep being professional and try and keep the tempo as sharp as you can, because I felt our fitness level will be better than theirs. They did that in the second half, and we got our rewards in the end.
Jordan Southworth, pleasing to get take the lead for us.
Yeah, fantastic finish as well. Took a great touch and a great volley into the bottom corner. But there were some excellent performances today. The young lads that have all given a good account of themselves. I thought Wackas, who hasn't played for a while, was outstanding today. Sefton Gonzalez, who's unfortunately got a little bit of a niggle in the same area in his stomach, but hopefully it's not as bad. He was outstanding as well today. But the lads, I can't fault any of them. It was a very professional performance, as I keep on saying, and that's all I asked of. I said these are potential banana skins, and if you're professional, you will overcome them.
You brought Jordan Dar on he's enthusiastic and he created one goal and his work rate was exceptional.
Yeah, his work rate's great. He's a little live wire. He's got exceptional burst of pace, and he's developing very well. He's still young, he's still light, but he shows what potential he's got because of his electric pace and his work ethic.
Does this give you a good headache now, going forward? Do you think some players who may be knocking on the first team again?
Well, they're all. I've always said it from the start, Josh, haven't I? That it's a team. We are a team, and we're going to need everybody throughout the rest of the season. And they've all played a part, and they're all together. They're a great lad. They're a great bunch. And if they're left out, they come back and they put in a performance. And that's what I've asked from each and every one of them. They're a great bunch of lads. They're a great team. They're together, and they'll continue to stick together. Because we'll need them for the second half of the season.
Massive test on Saturday now, 3rd v. 4th against.
Yeah,
Tamworth.
Massive game. There's a massive Christmas period, and we're looking forward to it. But we usually rise ourselves to the big games, and I'll be looking to do the same again. Tamworth, we beat them at their place. I'll be looking to do the same at our place, and then we've got a fantastic fixture: Boxing Day and New Year's Day.